This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
Let's talk today about checkbook journalism. NBC recently agreed to pay money, reportedly six figures worth of money, to a group of skydivers whose planes collided in midair. One of the planes ended up crashing while the pilot of the other plane managed to safely land it, and there were no serious injuries. The skydivers said as part of the deal with NBC, they were allowed to do radio and newspaper interviews, but could not talk to any other TV outlets for 2 weeks. NBC says it only paid for use of the video shot from the helmet cams of some of the skydivers. No matter the deal, Lisa, doesn't it go against the ethics of journalism to pay for a story?
Yes, as this Washington Post column that you were reading from notes, the checkbook journalism, as it's called, is considered unethical by the Society of Professional Journalists and other professional news organizations because journalists are supposed to be impartial and neutral. And how can you be that if you are paying for the information? Are you going to be as critical as you otherwise would?
Right. You know, I see why they do it, because they are trying to secure that story for their particular network. And this practice has gone on, as we've looked into, as far back as Life magazine paying money for the Zapruder film, $150,000. But they're trying to secure that audience to them, and especially when it comes to the economics of broadcasting or getting that story out, they're trying to get the viewers, and it seems that they'll do just about anything it takes now. And if that takes paying for the story, then it looks like NBC here is paying for the story, but they're not the only network that's done that. ABC has done that in the past. Other networks have done this as well.
Six figures isn't really all that much for a television network either. I mean, that's one or two ads, and you quickly
right.
make up that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jasmine, you mentioned the Zapruder film. $150,000 is what Life magazine paid for that in 1963.
Right.
That's some big money right there.
Yeah, that's I hadn't been aware that it was that much money. And by today's standards So does it make it unethical? Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's unethical. It was unethical then. It's unethical mm-hmm. now. I don't know how common it was then. But you mentioned the ABC News has done it too. But mm-hmm. it being sweeps month this
yep.
month.
In November.
And they're trying to restore the ratings dominance of the Today Show. It just kind of stinks. I think it's just a shameless bid for ratings.
Oh, yeah. Well, Today's show is slid in ratings. And I think, too, GMA, Good Morning America, has been flying past them in the last several months, even the last year. And it looks like they're hoping that this story would – maybe they could do something with it, probably for like a documentary for maybe late-night TV even, but they'd be able to use that video exclusively for their morning shows and be able to use it for any other show as well. So they could put something together that features this story and maybe draw more eyes to it, you know, later in the evening, you know, and pretty much – and have that story locked for them, for themselves. And no one – I mean – that puts the other stations in a quandary because, okay, well, they can talk about the story all they want, but can they show the video? No. What makes that story? The video. The people, flying out of the airplane, seeing the plane crash or, you know, hit one another. Mm-hmm. It's a very visual story. So without that video, the other networks really can't do all that much with it. So they've mm-hmm. put themselves in a really good position by securing that footage for themselves. But the reason it's unethical, and that's why the SBJ is upset about any journalist that would do that, is because no one else can cover that story, really. You know, and if you get to the point where you're always paying for a story and making it so other stations can't cover it, how many people are looking at that story? Yeah, I mean, you need more reporters covering something in case of inaccuracy and that type of thing, and it's a problem.
Not only that, it kind of distorts news judgment.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. The video is the story
mm-hmm.
here. Otherwise, it's not like it's going to change the world.
No, this
incident.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting. But And I guess the footage is quite dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
But is it being getting a lot of play to the detriment of other more serious or more important stories?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll echo that sentiment, because what's the long-term value of this story? I mean, it's horrific that these planes crashed. It's mm-hmm. Fortunate that everyone survived. But 2 days afterwards, what's the value of this story? Other than being able to sensationalize that we have this video and
trump
you can
it up
see
that
it.
Week.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it's all about in Sweeps. It's about getting those eyes on that story and whatever it takes. And they have the exclusive coverage. They're going to tease it that way and they're going to play it up. And that's what they're doing it for. Yeah, this story isn't necessarily something groundbreaking or amazing reporting. The problem is, where does it stop? Okay, so they're paying for footage here. Well, next time will it be a different story that's even more important that maybe other people should be falling into? That's where we kind of look at the gray line there.
You need to have the money to be able to play this game,
right?
Too. So
mm-hmm.
So who gets left out? If journalism is all about paying for stories instead of going out and digging and finding information, who's going to be able to provide journalism in the long run? It's only going to be the people with the most money.
The
and is that
media.
Is that what journalism should be all about?
It's a scary idea, you know. I mean, even local stations would be totally priced out of that, and you would have to go just to the big media corporations, and you have to watch out for that, because sometimes those corporates, you know, the corporate media, they have an agenda, you know. So
you think so?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
The most expensive news money can buy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, this article also notes that this is not the first time this month or this week even that this has happened, because NBC News is also,
mm-hmm.
I guess, negotiating a deal with the family of Hannah Anderson, the teenage girl who was kidnapped by a friend who murdered her mother and brother.
Yeah, in California.
So in California, so.
Mm-hmm.
And again, would these be stories that we'd even be talking about were it not for this concern over the ethics of checkbook journalism? I mean, the plane crash, would anyone be talking about that still today if
no.
it was not for this?
Definitely not that story, but the Hannah Anderson story was something people followed for quite a while, that whole ordeal where they were trying to find her and, you know, the family they'd found killed in that house. I mean, people were following that. The news was all over that. For at least a good solid week, that was what was leading, you know, the news coverage nationally. So that story will bring quite a few viewers, and they're going to have that locked themselves for that particular story.
All right. We've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.